Barbadian economist Jeremy Stephen believes that English-speaking Caribbean economies are built to fail. Speaking in one of his online presentations, he's expressed the view that we've been structured to depend on what he calls a metropole or colonial power.
Number one, people always think that an island has to be dependent simply because it would never have enough resources. Number two, we were afraid of cutting off from the mercantilist system. Number three, we never had a population base. We had a population base that was large enough to defend a single island. Furthermore, the English were, let me stick to the English, because if we start bringing in the Spanish, it's a different dynamic altogether. But the English Caribbean countries also, and the people were smart. The English hierarchy were very smart in doing this. They never allowed the islands to be governed by one singular person. They always had to be governed by different people. So from day one, you were always built under different ideologies meant to serve one place, England. So you had a governor in Jamaica, you had governors in Barbados, you had governors in all the small islands, and you had governors in Guyana, you had governors in... Yeah, you just had separate governors with separate ideologies, a measure of independence to build and serve the king at the time. King and queen, because Queen Elizabeth I was just around the time that they started building up colonies this side of the world. That is one of the problems that you had. Primarily, so small populations governed by separate governors. Almost to this day, we still think that ideology is pretty much important, where we have a lot of self-governance, but not necessarily the population, optimal population size to govern. Therefore, we end up wasting a lot of resources, but I can get onto that in a bit. We were then trained to never develop our own. That's why Caribbean creativity is always born from poverty, as far as I'm concerned. It cannot, and I have colleagues researching this with respect to research and innovation. There's a person doing a PhD right now in it up at Cahill who, you know, their research hasn't necessarily found this to be true, but the underlying tone of the research is one that supports this in a way. And my belief isn't founded by this, but rather just understanding a little bit of history from economic history. And the case is such that because from very early on, you were not allowed to strike out your own identity without England. Number two, you weren't able to defend yourself, right? Number three, with Barbados being a special case, it was very hard for slaves to rebel. Number four, you never had grounds on which to ever innovate unless it was meant to entertain oneself. Hence why entertainment in the Caribbean is constantly moving goalposts with respect to innovation. Check the dancehall scene, check the soca scene to a less extent. Check all the little sub-movements within the Caribbean. Hottest things in the world. Any minute, when it comes to entertainment, every few years, some new genres popping up. That if you really compare it to a lot of world-leading music, it's quite innovative. Little else anywhere else, you know. Or little else is celebrated anywhere else. Or little else is as evident because you don't have the financial resources or the culture from over 100 years towards always putting money into risky and creative ventures. That underlying tenet, no matter how we wish to argue about it, the fact, for instance, that our universities, we never founded universities or sustainable universities until the 1900s, whereas in the United States of America and Canada, and even in the Spanish-speaking countries, which were also underdeveloped, not as severely as our English-speaking countries, You had universities since the 1800s and above. So you had, from even an institutional point of view, a push towards innovation in those countries. Even if it was just blind academia, you always had persons that were there trying to create, even in an academic way. So all of those tenets, the ability to want to separate yourself from an ideal of a mother country, the willingness to take that risk to do so, simply because you can afford to protect yourself, simply because you could afford to withdraw your resources from the world market and an impact will be felt, leads you to having to always depend heavily on ideals that wouldn't always ensure that you have to be locked on to a country. So, for instance, this is why still in this upcoming tourism season, why when Thomas Cook cancelled went out of business, that it caused shortwaves throughout the Eastern Caribbean and Jamaica.
Here's a Sagicor financial tip. Reasons why you might think you don't need life insurance. You live forever. You win the lottery. You'll never retire. Reasons why you might need life insurance. To protect your family and loved ones. To pay off debts and other expenses. To bring peace of mind. Contact your Sagicor financial advisor to learn more. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.